we gather because today is Easter, and it's Sunday, and we're excited today to remember that, you know, this is the day that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead after having been crucified and died and buried, and then, then he came back to life. And so because he was resurrected from the grave, we know that we have a hope for eternal life. In fact, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, even though he perishes, he shall have everlasting life. And today, that is something we celebrate. And I'm grateful that you have taken the time to gather and be a part of New Hope today as we're celebrating. In case of those who may not have met me before, my name is Andy. I'm the pastor here at New Hope, and again, I'm delighted that you're with us. And I've got some family here with me, and of course, friends here up on stage. And so, they're family, and so they're kind of close to each other. But trying to do social distancing as well, honor that. But hoping today we can have a sense of being together a little bit more, and it's kind of a group together, as I know you guys are together in your homes and worshiping and celebrating today. You know, let me just one thing before I jump in. Before you leave today, would you do us a favor? If you go to our website, on our homepage, at the top you'll see an opportunity to click on Connect. And once you click there, it's going to pull up a connection form that you can fill out. Would you do us a favor? If you're worshiping with us today, would you at some point go and fill that out? That'll let us know that you are with us in worship. And if you have any prayer requests, you can put those in there as well. And those will come to the church, and we'll be able to pray and also to be able to follow up with you, especially if you haven't been with us before. We'd love to just check in with you and just say thanks for being a part of our worship here, and see if we can walk with you on your journey of faith. So, we jump in today, and this is my wife, Leslie, and my daughter, Hope, and my son is awesome. He's manning the camera here today and doing a fantastic job. And I know one of the things that we've noticed is how much life is in limbo. It just feels like so much has been pushed pause, right? So the kids with school has been just up in the air, wondering, like, you know, what do we get to do? All that kind of stuff. And what don't we get to do? And it just feels like so much is kind of in a holding pattern, right? I mean, you guys have kids, and so for you guys, kind of similar thing. It's just like, I don't know what's going to come. Like, I don't know what's going to be on the other side of it, but we got to figure out, like, and you just kind of do like day by day, I would imagine. That's what we're trying to do at our home. It's like a day by day sort of thing, and maybe that's kind of where it is in your home this morning. If you have kids by chance, or even if you don't, there's parts of where we're at. For me, it just feels like it's just so much in limbo. And, you know, I'm looking at small businesses that are struggling today and having a hard time getting work, and people are getting laid off, some losing their job, and thankfully they're able to get, you know, unemployment, which is really good. But that's just kind of the reality, I think, that we're in right now. And again, you know, you might be at a place where that limbo or that dead end is a relationship that you have, and maybe it's with your family or your significant other. Maybe it's just trying to see if you can beat an addiction that's really just, you've been wrestling with, or something that's just got a hold of you, and just maybe it feels like you're kind of at that point, and you're just going, I don't know. And it just seems maybe like life has stopped at a dead end. It doesn't take COVID-19, I think, to recognize and connect with that. That's part of life. And yet it just seems, I think, amplified right now with what we're going through. And on this morning, there's a story of ladies who went to a tomb expecting to find Jesus in the tomb. And that story is in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. And I want to read part of that story this morning. And I don't invite you, if you're at home and you've got a Bible there, if you want to follow along, I'll give you a moment to turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, which is actually the last chapter in the book of Mark. And you can certainly follow along with us. And I'm going to get there in just a moment. Well, you know what? Let's just read it right now. I got you going there. Let's go there right now. So in the Gospel of Mark, here's the way that he writes about Easter morning that we're celebrating today. It says, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? Now, I want to stop right there for a second, because I want to start with what seems like a dead end before we get into what happens right after that. I want you to put yourself in their shoes, if you can. Just try to for a moment. So here you are. You've got kind of like your best friend, somebody that you've listened to, you've learned from, you've gone through life with. They have been there for you when you've been hurting, and you know that they loved you. They have poured into you. They have been like a mentor to you. You know that you could count on them. You know they love you. You love them. They just mean the world to you. And then all of a sudden, they're taken from you unjustly. You don't get a say in it, and they're gone. And you know the weight of having that absent in your life, and maybe you know that type of absence in your life. And in the early that morning, it was dark, and so, you know, in that darkness, if you've ever suffered with depression, or if you've ever wrestled with a deep sense of despair, you know, when it's dark, that's a hard time, because that's when it seems to really hit pretty rough. And in that morning, they get up when it's dark, and they're getting ready to go as the sun is just coming up. And it's still a dark time in their hearts, because they're so sorrowful. They're just grieving so, so deeply in that moment for having lost such a great friend. And on top of that, you know, they wanted Jesus to step in and to be the king and to reign on the throne, to make everything right in the world for them. And all of a sudden, that hope they had, it's gone. it's wiped away, right? I mean, it's buried in a tomb. As far as they know, it's never going to happen. And so here they are, expectations unmet. And so often what I find is, I think when that happens, that's when we hurt the deepest. And hope can feel like it just gets squashed. And I feel like that's may just be where they're at in that morning as they go to the tomb. And you know, I think too, they're just trying to do what you're supposed to do in that moment, because, you know, it was custom that if a family member died, that you were supposed to prep that body for burial, and you would anoint that body. So spices and something that were fragrant, because, you know, when a body's decomposed and doesn't it smell great? It's just, yeah, it's really just awesome. Yeah, right. Not at all. Because it smells pretty bad. And so they're going to do what they know you would just do if you were doing the next day that was right in front of you. They're doing life, right? Trying to just wake up the next morning and in the midst of their brokenness, just do life. And sometimes I think that can feel like a dead end. And honestly, if you've been there, I think unless you're a superhero, that just getting up that next day, that's an accomplishment. I think, you know, just to be able to wake up and to just get through that day feels like a win. Some days are just like that, aren't they? You ever had those days, man, like, I don't have to accomplish much. I just need to get out of bed and get through the day, and I feel like that's going to be okay. And you want to go, you know what, hashtag the struggle is real, because it's super hard. But it's not the end. And that's the message of today, that the dead end is not the end. That when it feels like it's over, it's not over. When it feels like you're down for the count, you don't have to be down for the count, because Jesus has already overcome whatever it is that you're suffering from and struggling with. That's the power of the empty tomb. That's the power of the resurrection. And it says to us that no matter where we are, that in Christ, there's more to come. And I believe that's a message that gives us hope in a time such as this, and one I want to continue to share with us. But let me add this to it. As if that wasn't enough, right? That probably ought to be enough. But let me just throw a little more on the plate here today. We'll eat this kind of buffet breakfast today with the gospel. Here's what we'll do. You know, I want you to think back at creation. Here's the thing. When God created us to thrive in the goodness of what He created, right? He said it is good, and he says go and to multiply and to create good out of what I have given you. It's going to be a blessing to you. You just go forth, right, and enjoy what I've given you. God created us to thrive. He didn't create us to suffer and to stay in the darkness and to be at a place where we have no hope for it because we think it's a dead end. He didn't create us for dead ends. He created us for more. You see, when you look, I tell you what, when you look at this book is a Bible. And from the beginning of this book to the end of this book, there's a story in here. And it's one story. And it's the story that tells how God has been working ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden and marred God's design, plan, that God has been working to redeem Adam and Eve and all of humanity, right? That God has been working to make us so that we could enjoy the blessings of all that He has to bless us with in our lives. God has created us for more than what often I think we feel like we are limited in life to experience. God has created us to thrive. You know, when you look at Easter Sunday and you look at the cross, and we have the habit here, and these guys with me up here, they know we have the tendency to go to the cross, you know, every Sunday when we come to worship. And so today would be a fitting day to do that again, you know. And so as we come to the cross and we think of that story that I was talking about, can I stand in front of you? It'll be okay? Thanks. So we come to the cross this morning and we remember that the Son of God who hung on this cross so that we could have our sins forgiven did not stay there. That what looked like a dead end was really not the end. It was a chapter in the story. And in fact, we might say this is part of the climax of the story, because in this moment, when He dies and He forgives our sins and He goes into the grave, right, and He is dead and He stays there, and on the third day He's raised back to life, that in that resurrection He overcomes death, He overcomes the darkness, He overcomes all that would hinder us from all that God has for us. And that truly tells us that there is more to come than what so often we feel like we see and we're experiencing in the hardships of life. And again, we're all in a season where this is a hard season of life. It's tough and it's got challenges for us in all areas that we really haven't had to walk through before, and it's hard. And we're trying to process this, and it is super challenging, and it creates emotions and feelings in us that we wrestle with, and we're going, man, I don't know, like, how do I get past this? What's my life going to look like when I get past this? And is it still going to be good? And how good will it be? And there's so much unknown. But you see, here's what I find. This is where the story gets so good. When you read the rest of this story in the Gospel of Mark, it takes us to Jesus being raised from the dead. And as He's going ahead of the disciples, He's pointing to the fact that there is more to come. And so we might as well just read that this morning. Let's do that. Mark 16, I want to pick back up at verse 4. And I want to read through verse 8. So remember, the ladies, they've gotten to the tomb, right? And so there they are, and they had forgotten to ask somebody to roll the large stone away. And here's where it continues. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. They were terrified. They were scared in that moment. But the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So, you know, the ladies come to the tomb. They think they couldn't overcome the moment, and yet Jesus has already overcome the moment. He's been resurrected from the dead. And the angel says to them that essentially, hey, there's more to come because Jesus wasn't done with them. And of course, if we read on the rest of the gospel, the New Testament, then we see how, in fact, you know, the Lord sent the Holy Spirit and the church was born and it went out and has been sharing the gospel ever since. And so the Lord was saying in this moment, look, you think you see an end, but I'm telling you, I just see an opportunity for the church to grow. And we're going to do what God has wanted us to do. And we're going to go help people find hope and joy and peace and love through a relationship with their God. Man, I love that. That is so powerful and so wonderful in a time such as this. Their dead end was not the end. It only seemed like the end. I want to pick a little part of this story. It was interesting for me. I kind of caught, and I just, for whatever reason, had not really caught this part of it. And I want to point this out today because I think when we're talking about the idea that God can do more, this is an important part of the story. You know, in that story, the women get to the tomb, and the stone has already been rolled away. So when they get there, it doesn't get rolled back. It's already been done. Well, here's the interesting thing. I stopped and think about that for a second. You know, Jesus doesn't need a stone to be moved so that he can exit that tomb. Because in fact, if you look in the gospel later, he just shows up in a room. He disappears out of a room. It's like he comes through a wall, right? And they're going, he just is there. So Jesus doesn't need a stone rolled away in order to exit the tomb, which begs the question, then why does the stone need to be rolled away? And perhaps the stone needs to be rolled away, not for his benefit, but for our benefit, right? So that we could look at the stone rolled away and that we could see that God, he has the power to roll back death. He has the power to roll back the darkness, to roll back the fear and the anxieties that overwhelm us and overcome us. God is more than able to handle the things that concern us today. He can do it. And we might look at that tomb and see a dead end, but the Lord invites us, hey, but would you look at the stone that's already been rolled back, and would you know that I can do more for you than you understand in this moment? Because I've created you for that, and I have saved you for that, and I have brought you into my kingdom so that you could know more in your life than you ever thought you would experience with me. You see, sometimes we think we just see a dead end. But yet in that obstacle, God sees an opportunity. We think it's over and God says, it ain't over yet. I ain't done singing. There's still more to come. For me, that really changes kind of the essence of this story. Because part of the story, which is always to look to Jesus, the other part of the story is speaking to us and saying, look, will you trust and will you believe that God can do what concerns you today? He can roll it back. He can take care of it. He's got you. He can roll those obstacles back. Like he rolled back the large stone and he raised Jesus from the dead. And he'll do it to help us know the power of the resurrection in us, in our lives, and through his love for us. Well, here's the thing about obstacles. Sometimes when this is what I kind of noticed, and I do this in my life, and I thought maybe you guys have struggled with this or wrestled with this too, that, you know, sometimes it feels like we, when we think of obstacles, we think of all the things that are on the outside. So we look at the coronavirus and we say, that's an obstacle. And no doubt some probably will say, you know, if God was really God and really powerful enough, then he would have wiped this whole thing out and it'd be gone. And we wouldn't be wrestling and struggling with all this, you know. Maybe if God was really an awesome God that could roll a stone back, then I wouldn't have lost my job when the economy started hitting pretty rough because of this virus. And that maybe, you know, my unhealth, it may not be the virus. You may be, you know, maybe suffering from something else that is really putting just a hit on you right now physically. poor finances, maybe. You know, oftentimes I think we tend to look on the outside for the things that we need God to move. And I got to wonder, maybe it's not really the outside things that we need to be looking for God to move, that maybe God's more concerned about the obstacles on the inside that need to be moved. That maybe the stone that he wants to roll away in our lives so that we could see the power of the resurrection is maybe it is fear. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's worry that just overwhelms us. Now, on that thought, let me say this. A healthy fear is a good thing, right? I mean, because a healthy fear keep you from doing some pretty dumb stuff. Hopefully, right? Yeah, help keep you safe. But there's a difference between having a healthy fear and having an overwhelming fear that just puts so much darkness on us that we just can't figure out how to get up and get going in the day, and we're just afraid to make decisions in the day and step out in faith because we're just so afraid, right? And that's something that I know I have wrestled with at times, and what happens is what they call paralysis by analysis. You know, you just trying to figure every angle out, and you just don't get anything done, and you don't make a decision because you're just so worried about making the wrong one. And God did not create us, save us, or bring us into his kingdom so that we could spend life stuck staring at dead ends and just waste the good life that he's given to us. I think God has saved us and called us into his kingdom so that we could trust that he can roll back those things, that the power of the risen Lord is the power to give hope and life, that there is more to come. That is the message right there that I want to I'm wanting to share today, and I'm hoping that that's going to resonate with you, and you just kind of take that with you as you're kind of going about the rest of your day and this week, and as you're wrestling with trying to figure out life on the fly with, you know, the coronavirus and all the things that are shut down and all the inconveniences, you know, that are out there. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, have you gone to the grocery store lately? I mean, it's crazy how difficult it is just to get groceries now and how frustrating it can be if you're just used to it being so smooth, right? And it's so different now. And that's so crazy. And it just feels like you just can't do anything but just like stand there and wait. And it just feels like, it has that crazy feeling to it. And and that just drives me nuts sometimes. That's just my personality. I know that you know that. And that's just me, you know. But and that's what I find that this season is really kind of trying to teach me, especially this week as I was getting ready for it today, was that, you know what, look, when I see obstacles, God sees opportunities. Really, I mean, when I see obstacles, it's like, Lord, I don't see how I can honor you in this. God just sees opportunities and says, yes, you can honor me in this. Yes, you can. You know, if it's good and it's wise and it's healthy, the Lord says, yes, don't be afraid of making the mistake. Just step out and allow me to do something special in your life that you hadn't thought could even happen. Just take a step of faith. Try to walk by faith more than you're trying to walk by sight in these days. You know, I've had some people in my life over the years, and I've been part of a group, which, you know, I had been with other pastors, and one of the things that was really good about that group was that these guys would, they'd call me out on those times when I would do that, and would say, you know, Andy, we love you, but man, you got to trust God for this. God can handle this, you know. It's just like, you got to go with it, right? Can't just sit there. You got to go. If you say you love the Lord, you trust him, he's going to take care of you. You just got to go. And I needed to hear that. It was tough for me because, you know, I'm like, no, you're supposed to just make me feel good about myself. You're not supposed to call me out and tell me I need to walk by faith. And they're like, sorry. You know, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to step out on faith and take this journey. And that was good for me because what I think for me, it helped me to remember that we really do serve a limitless God. Right? You know, we do. That we see limitations and things that we're afraid that we won't be able to succeed in at times in lives or dead ends, right? We think it's all. And God says, no. I'm a limitless God. I can bless you abundantly. I can open doors for you can't open for yourself. I can handle things in your life that you can't handle for yourself. I can give you what you need and bless you and give you hope and peace and joy and love in your life that you'll never get from anywhere else. Why? Because I love you. Why? Because I created you for that. Why? Because I saved you for that. Why? Because that's the life that exists in my kingdom. That's the life I want you to have with me and with my people. That's a blessed life. It made me think of it this way. You know, we serve a rock and roll kind of God. You know what I mean by that? He can see a rock and he can roll it out the way. Is that a bad dad joke? Probably. That probably is a bad dad joke. That's what my son, he's nodding. Yes, Dad, that was a bad dad joke. Yeah, sorry about that one. But I thought it was pretty good. I kind of liked it. But yeah, you know, God, here's the thing. It's what it means. God, you know, God will accomplish more in our lives by faith than we will ever accomplish by fearing dead ends. Now, again, we need to use wisdom as we work through the moments that are hard and tough so that we can make right decisions. I'm all for that. But that same wisdom, I believe it calls us to trust God for more to come. Because that is the message of the cross. That's the message of the empty tomb. And that is the message of the church today. We are people who believe that there is more to come as we go with Christ. And it may not be, again, it may not be that, you know what, you get all the things in life that you want. That's not what it's about. That there's more to come in hope and peace and joy and love than we ever thought we could experience in this life. Now, I imagine some of you sitting at home today, and you may be in your Easter best this morning and looking pretty amazing, or you may be in your pajamas and maybe got a bowl of cereal or some eggs and bacon and pancakes, which actually sounds pretty good this morning. But you may be sitting there and looking pretty good, relaxed, hanging out, sitting on the couch, on a recliner maybe, or sitting at the kitchen table watching today and worshiping with us, and I bet you look amazing. And I imagine, too, that even though you are where you are right now, watching and worshiping, I imagine that there's some of you that at the same time, you feel like you're sliding into discouragement, sliding into sadness, sliding maybe into just feeling a sense of disoriented with what's going on in life right now, and not really knowing how to deal with that or handle it or get on the other side of it. Maybe sliding into a sense of anger because you're just so fed up with the way life is right now. You just want it to be over so we can go back to a sense of normalcy, and just getting so angry about it. I want to tell you today that, you know, look, those are normal feelings. When life gets turned upside down, it's okay to not be happy about it. It's okay to have emotions that we wrestle with on the inside. And at the same time, when we have faith, that faith calls us to say, okay, I am where I am today, and I feel how I feel today, but I also stand on faith today. And by faith, I'm going to choose to believe that this is not the end, that there is more to come, because God has promised that through the risen Lord, there is more to come with Him. And I'm going to stand on that today. And even when I feel like I can't stand anymore, I'm going to stand on that today. Because the Word says if I'll stand on that faith, then I'll be able to stand. Even when everything else around me is washing away, I'll be able to stand and persevere to the end. That is the promise of the gospel. And that is my promise to you today, that whatever you're wrestling with, that it may look like a dead end, but it's not. There's more to come. That if you'll put your faith in Christ and say, Lord, I don't have all the answers, but I'm asking that you would help me to stand. And I get the message that Jesus died and that he's buried, and on the third day he rose again, and the stone was rolled away, and you say that you can, you know, have more to come to bring into my life, and I'm believing that. But Lord, help me, because I still am wrestling with reality. You know, faith doesn't take away reality. Faith carries us through. Because by faith, the grace of God carries us through. And He shows us that there's more to come as you take a step, and then you take a step, and you see that there's still more. And there's still more on the other side of that. Here's what I love this. I believe that Jesus secures more for us by his victory over death than this virus can ever take from us. Let me say that again. I believe Jesus secures more for us by his victory over death than this virus can ever take from us. And we'll hold our head high and be glad that we get to be a part of the good that God has done in our lives and in this world for generations, and that he's still going to continue to do for years to come beyond this moment. This is the resurrection promise. And my question is, will you believe it? Not will you believe God's going to fix it all, he's going to make your circumstances be the way they need to be, but that he can save you despite your circumstances. And that he can save you in your circumstances. He can save you through your circumstances. Will you believe that he's a limitless God who sees our obstacles as his opportunities to bless us with more of his hope and peace and joy and love as we trust in Jesus? And I can tell you this, it won't be because you've earned it, because none of us have earned it. It'll just be by his grace through our faith. And he'll do it because he loves you. And he'll do it because he has more planned for your future than you understand right now in this moment, whatever you're going through. And if you feel like this morning that you're kind of at a dead end in life, and it may have nothing to do with the coronavirus, it just may be other stuff in life that you're wrestling with, can I ask you, will you trust God to roll back that obstacle in your life and lead you out of a dark, dead end into a living hope that has light and life in front of it? Would you make today the day where you say, I'm choosing to go from death and a dead end to light and life with the joy of the Lord? And I'm going to ask that he would fill my heart and my life with that and give me hope and a peace that the world cannot give. I promise you today, wherever you're at, you can know this to be true. God knows the plans that he has for you. Plans to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. His plan is not to harm you, but to give you life and to save you, because he's created you to be with him. And I hope that on this Easter morning, on this resurrection, that all of us here, worshiping with you today, that we'll continue to step out of this moment and trust God over the long haul for the more to come, because that's what he's promised through Jesus Christ. And so if you're in that place today, I believe that God has a plan that wants to lead you forward. He can walk you from where you are to where he desires you to be, but we need to respond by faith and say, I'm willing to take the journey. And so will you take that journey? So I want to pray for us today as we end this time in the Word. And would you join me? God, I'm so grateful that we have this moment where we can, in so many different places, gather together in the name of Jesus and celebrate the wonderful resurrection of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord. We are blessed. And we are so glad that you have said that you have more for our lives than we could have ever dreamed possible. But that only comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in a risen Lord who died for our sins so that we could have everlasting life. And if we'll put our faith there and just take one day at a time, would you help us see that every day there's still more to come, because you're not done. Help us in the name of Jesus, I pray, to know the hope, the peace, and the joy in an abundant blessing, blessed way as we carry on from this day. And I pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.